plate a potential nugget.
And going back to one of the things you said, Harish, you know, around 2012, it was probably around 25 years post-graduation. You said you took a sabbatical to write the book.
Yep.
Was it easy? You know, one of the things I notice is people, you know, just the notion of taking a pause is sort of countercultural to a lot of people. So talk to us a little bit about this notion of taking a pause and what it did to you.
Yeah. So it was not easy. You know, I was the chief operating officer of the watches business in Titan, and I had to, when I took a sabbatical, I had to actually move out of that role because it was an important business for the company and it needed to be spearheaded by a very dedicated person who would give 24/7 to that role. And I had to step aside from my line operating role to write a book. The question is, why did I do it? The question, and that is because, you know, it was an urge within me. And it became an irresistible urge that there are these inspiring stories and I think I need to tell them. You know, sometimes when such an urge seizes you, there is no stopping it. So I spoke to my boss at that time, Bhaskar Bhatt in Titan. I spoke to Mr. Gopalakrishnan, who at that time was leading the brand functions at Tata Sons. I must credit the Tata Group with having permitted me to take a sabbatical of a few months to write my first book. That's one of the other things that I love about the Tata Group. I think they permit you to nurture what you think you're really good at. Mm-hmm. I had many voices ask me, you know, why is he stepping away from a chief operating officer role to write a book? Is that the right thing to do when he's virtually at the peak of his career? I think those voices will always be there, Deepak. I think it's important to pursue what you think is right. And if you're doing it with good intent, I think it always works out well. Taking a pause helped me reflect on my career until then. And taking a pause to write this book also helped me, you know, see the Tata Group in its entirety. In many ways, I think, you know, in my current role as brand custodian, I think the writing of Tata Log, my first book, which happened many years before I became brand custodian, in retrospect, I think it laid a very good foundation for my current role because I understood the Tata brand very well while writing that book. A pause in your career helps you to reflect. A pause in your career helps you to give, you know, window to a passion which you have had in your life and your career until then. A pause also helps you to rediscover yourself. I'm not suggesting that everyone take a pause in their career, but if you're really passionate about something alongside your career, it could be music, it could be writing, it could be travel, it could be any of these things. Sometimes a pause is really helpful. But you have to look at your circumstances. You have to look at, are you ready mentally to take a pause? And then you have to deep dive into it.
If there's one thing I've learned about transitions at a senior level, pausing is almost always required for us to get to a better place. There is a very clear trade-off between efficiency and effectiveness. And very often I realize that we veer towards efficiency, which is landing something very quickly. Herminia Ibarra of London Business School, one of the leading thinkers in the space of reinvention and transitions, speaks about the notion of divergent exploration and delayed commitment and the benefit of pausing to reinvent. If this is of interest, you might like my conversation with Herminia Ibarra, and you can find this in the podcast guest section. James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, who is also on the podcast, speaks about the notion of the plateau of latent potential, where he says that some things need to happen for a while for us to notice some perceptible outcome. Unless we create the mind space and some runway, it's often difficult for us to invest in a new direction. Look up my conversation with James Clear and this specific nugget around the plateau of latent potential if this is of interest. Like Harish says, taking a pause can help us let our hobbies or passion bloom or even rediscover our why so that we can recommit to the same direction with greater conviction. Thank you for listening.